This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Tackling methane emissions from the oil and gas industry has been at the forefront in the war on climate change in New Mexico. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency has introduced new proposed rules to curb these emissions and other pollution from the industry. But as KUNM's Bryce Dix reports, some advocates want those rules to go one step further.
Kendra Pinto has seen firsthand the impacts of oil and gas production on the community where she grew up in northwestern New Mexico.
You know, we have truck traffic that we deal with. We have air pollution. We have light pollution. We have noise pollution. These are all things that affect us physically and mentally.
Pinto grew up near Chaco Canyon and is with the advocacy group Earthworks. She's one of many who say these proposed rules are a breath of fresh air. They would create a mandatory monitoring program for companies to find and fix leaks at new and existing oil well sites and eliminate unregulated practices like oil well flaring that burns off unused gas. But Pinto says she wants to see them go further to address the long-term impacts on her community.
If one small leak is happening, it's guaranteed that more are happening. And 100 pennies can add up to a dollar right away.
Released just this week and the first of their kind, the rules would theoretically reduce methane, a powerful greenhouse gas 80 times more potent than carbon dioxide, by 41 million tons by 2035. A spokesman for the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association says they are reviewing the proposed rules. The EPA will be taking public comment on the rules for 60 days once they are published in the Federal Register. For KUNM, I'm Bryce Dix.